Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon, cause I shave my head in the morning and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made, cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing. I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Shea Podcast. I'm just going to go. You are trash. That's Mark Oriott. We literally got to 7 seconds, Mark. 7 seconds. You didn't have to. That's why we didn't give you a real mic. Literally sitting at the kiddie stable. Anyway, I want to thank all you guys for coming to Cotton Fields 1 year celebration. This has been my favorite little restaurant in our home away from home the past year. I'm going to introduce everybody around the table and then to the people that matter for the next little bit. We got Mr. Jared Hartness. You can say hey, Jared.
How's it going?
And when you do say hey, drop your like Instagram.
Oh,
that's for everybody.
Yeah. Jared Hartness, at Jared Hartness.
Next to you is Lil Skinny. You might, yeah, drop your social.
Lil Skinny Music.
Get a little closer to me. Like, you're used to, like, putting your head down like that. You'll be fine.
Lil Skinny Music.
It picked up. It picked up. It picked up.
Deep throated.
Jesus. These are good people here. Mark.
We are not.
Mark, get closer and tell them your social media.
Yeah, I'm Mark Oriott. My music's Mark Oriott Music.
It's bad. That's what it is. next to him is David McMahon. Yeah, just get close to it. However it works.
My handles are McMahon Music on TikTok and David McMahon on Instagram. Good to be back here.
You're actually not being the problem right now. I appreciate that.
Yeah, being calm.
Thank you. Justin Dukes.
What's going on, man?
Thank you for coming and
Justin
hanging out.
Justin_Dukes_music.
And this next guy, I think he's having to look up what his Instagram is, and he literally waited until it got his turn.
I just realized I didn't know what it was.
Blame Bunny. At least this is going to be funny. And then, with us being here at Cotton Field, they have helped. I know they've been a sponsor with us since we met them last summer, but they've really became family. We love coming over here. I love that I'm getting to bring all my buddies down from Nashville. Just to hang out with y'all. So I want to introduce you to Mr. Kevin, Kelly, and Ty. You gotta do this.
Hello.
I'm not holding the mic for you, Ty.
You do best with that. You gotta hold it.
I want to remind y'all, there's a lady at this table, and you're all being pieces of shit right now.
Don't say all now.
No, I'm really just trying to find out how y'all all have underscores and all this stuff that you're at, whatever. And I have nothing here. Oh. So I feel like a low class right now compared to all of you.
I don't have underscores.
You don't have underscores?
No, it's just Blame Bunting. Or Blame Bunting Music.
I don't have that, though. I don't have that. How do I get what you have?
I think that just no one wants that name. So.
I've obviously been underneath a rock a long time.
Well, we all would like to have what y'all do, a successful business, but we don't because all of us suck at what we do. So, but you might not have underscores, but we suck.
I'm underscored.
You are.
I'm not doing this
for the next hour.
That's my boy.
Thank y'all for inviting us. Thank y'all every time y'all asked us to come over.
Thank y'all.
This has been great. This is the first time that I think most everybody's got to come down here. Yeah. So far, me and David's been here a lot. Y'all just always treat us like family, and this is a place that, like I said, I just love bringing all my buddies to. Like, it's fun. Y'all treat us right. Y'all are trying to do great stuff with the concerts and stuff coming up. Treat people right here at the restaurant. The food's always good. Everybody's literally complimented the steaks all night.
They're amazing.
Ribeyes are perfect. Amazing.
When y'all started it last year, do you like? I'm sure y'all wanted to be successful, but did y'all think y'all would at least made it a year?
Yeah, I think we'd give it a year. It's been a successful year. Really, our employees. They won't make
you have a couple good waitresses.
We got one or two, which we're an equal opportunity employer, too. So.
Obviously.
We don't discriminate.
So. Now, I don't know about the other end of the table. Whatever.
I don't know if we can get to the work. He looks like a good dishwasher.
All fairness, he probably looks like your dishwasher.
Well, he looks a little better. He looks like the cookie box.
That's not fair. I've never washed a dish in my life.
He can have another underscore at dishwasher.
He scrubs the bubble so you don't have to.
There you go.
I'm doing my best just not to focus in on you. It's so easy. Yeah. Y'all are going to be like, this was such a bad idea. What have y'all, David, you're the only one that's been around the longest. Like, besides for me just down here saying how much I love it and bringing everybody.
Every conversation I have whenever we get here has kind of always been about that. So,
this will work better.
Yeah, it's way better.
I don't know. Ever since the first time I came here, y'all just, like Josh has said, welcomed us with open arms. And it's always been almost like a second home every time you come here. The way y'all treat people, the way y'all treat the artists, the way y'all treat everybody. Everybody here is great. The customers to y'all, everybody just really is here for the music, and that's rare to find in little small towns like this. But the way that everybody shows up and shows out, and the fact that y'all go above and beyond to do the music stuff really, really, really turns artists like me and all these guys here on to coming to places like this. I feel like y'all are starting something new, and I'm glad to be here for a year of it. You know, it's been cool.
Amen.
Did you say amen?
My first time.
Yeah. You'll want to come back every week, though. That's what it's been with coming here. Everything at Back Road 2 and Miss Shane and everybody. But, like, y'all are the ones that started it with inviting me over the summer and just seeing what y'all were trying to do. And it's great that y'all all know, nobody knows how good a writer's round is until you actually go see one, but it's real hard to get people to go see them. It really sucks that it's hard to get people to go see them. Ever since the first shows, they came.
Listen to music and people don't know who they are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very true.
Ever since they went to the first one with us, this is what they wanted to do. And they've stuck by their word the entire time they've had. I think it's what, our third writer's retreat over here now in 6 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they've got wanting to put everybody on at the other venue. And then I guess y'all are probably going to book some artists too for the summer here, for the stage you have here. It's just, it's artist friendly. It's just like, you just feel good when you're here. And I know a lot of places y'all go, you don't feel that from the people that own the place or people that are trying to put on a show. You're just a damn dollar sign to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not like that here.
Are you guys excited for the last one of these you're ever going to want to have? Because it's going to get real bad.
Yeah, we may cancel it by the end of this podcast.
If y'all screw up my sponsorship, I'm literally not your friend no more. Like, I love it over here.
I will say, for me, I'm strictly a songwriter. I'm not an artist. I mean, I sing at writers' rounds and so forth. But, you know, I'm from a real small town in southeast Arkansas. So trying to explain to those people where I'm from what a songwriters' round is, nobody gets it. So to have an opportunity to come and play outside of Nashville at a very nice place and restaurant and just sitting here watching the ball game and stuff, it means a lot to someone like me. I know it means a lot to everybody, but strictly being a songwriter and not playing shows outside of Nashville, it means a lot to be able to travel and do that.
So. The first time I came here, I literally thought it was a little piece of Nashville. The way that it feels when you walk in, it feels so homey. It feels like a Nashville bar.
Yeah.
And everything that they're trying to do.
There's less douchebags.
Until you walked in the door.
When did we get John Connolly?
Yeah. He's got the rose-colored glasses and everything else going on.
Oh, and he says he just spoke. It's also Jarrett Hartness's birthday today. Yeah, happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Birthday.
I appreciate that. Thank you. We're We're getting real close to 30, but I told God this morning I'll take my wisdom at 29 over the youth of 21. So I feel like I've grown a lot the last year.
That was impressive there. I like those words.
They're good church boys.
Yeah,
I brought y'all good kids. Almost.
Except for the
21 to 30.
Oh, this one's the worst.
No, I'm telling you. Rose-colored glasses guy.
He'll drink himself
to
sleep.
Thank you for recognizing that.
Yeah, he's a child.
So are we
going
to see who goes to sleep faster, you or me?
Bet.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Bet. Bet.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
See, this right here.
Oh, man.
This right here is why I look. I didn't have to.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jared. Happy birthday to you.
Thank y'all. That means more than I can say. I think that shows the character of who y'all are, that you don't even know who I am, and y'all got me a birthday cake, so I appreciate that.
That's rare.
I'll tell you what makes it even better. Whenever Justin told me about it last week, I literally sent one text message to Kevin and Ty. One. And I forgot about it till today. Mr. Kevin, within 30 seconds, was like, "We'll take care of it."
Man, I appreciate that.
Not even like to have to bring it back up, but that's literally everything coming over here.
That's awesome.
Well, thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
I'm not, but after we eat that, we may be diabetic. I don't know.
No, this is one of the best cakes.
I can't wait to get into that. Thank y'all so much.
It's adorable.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you.
It really matches Mark's eyes.
Yeah,
it does. The pink brings out the rose color.
Nah, thank y'all so much, really. Heck yeah.
I'm telling you, it's like
one of my best friends. Right,
I try to tell them every time I come here, every one of y'all has played at a venue that are been around people that was trying to do that type of deal that just are hard to deal with. They don't do what they say. They're a pain in the ass every single time. It's never a pleasure to deal with. You always want to raise your rates for the majority of people. Here, you're like, damn, I about want to just come for free. Like, it feels great over
we'll
here.
We'll take it for free.
Well, you know.
Hey, Josh said it, not us. Josh said it.
Mark literally said, I didn't agree to shit. Like, you're so talented that you can't do something for free.
Yeah, most of
it is
for free.
A lot of times
I have to pay me.
But no,
it's not by choice.
Hey. Yeah. What you pay me for is totally different.
We're not talking about that.
Oh, okay. You're talking about specifically performing. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, most of the time, like, birthdays, holidays, stuff like that, we're away from family. And we get around places like y'all, and you make us feel special, man. It makes us feel like we're part of the family.
It's so rare. Like,
it's awesome.
It's
like,
so rare in this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody ever makes you feel like that.
Yeah.
And most of the time, you go somewhere and you feel like a damn burden.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you're just there
to do a job. You're not there for, like, people who care about what you're doing, you know. You're just there to do a job.
Like things, get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, every time, the more you come here, the more you'll realize, like, I've never thought about living in Alabama. I never wanted to.
Yeah.
You get around everybody
over
here.
Especially when you're a Dawgs fan like I am, you know.
It's like, damn, this is a plug. Yeah, you look like a Roll Tide.
Or Eagle.
Your cousin, your sister, Roll Tide.
Yeah.
Hey, we still got another full day around here.
Oh yeah, tomorrow's gonna be great.
Of course I did.
And by the way, y'all got some good news today, right? Y'all got Business of the Year for last year, right?
Yes.
Oh,
very nice.
Congratulations.
I didn't even know until somebody told me a while ago. That's cool. For a first year business.
Business of the Year in Blount County, Alabama, 2024.
That's so cool. It's obvious, though, every time. Like, even when we're not doing anything, we're just coming to hang out or whatever. Like, just the people that are your customers. I've never seen anybody pissed off in here. I ain't never seen anybody upset. With everybody that we've had come here with us, nobody's ever complained about the food. Hey, dumbasses, your microphones are on. You're doing a great job participating with this.
We're having a podcast out here.
Hey, throw a little cake out there and look at how they go.
Yes, that was the point of me saying, hey, dumbasses. I know you got excited. But anyway, once again, if you didn't hear Mark, what did they get today, Mark?
Cake.
They got the 2023 Business of the Year in their first year. Hey, they found out today.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And now you feel like a dumbass saying cake?
No. We gonna make another cake somewhere?
Anyway, I know that these assholes are messing it up, but I am appreciative. And I know Will and everybody that we've came over here with, by the end of tomorrow, y'all be like, I can't wait to book and come back down here. But it's just the way y'all treat people. It's like, what's your best? I don't want to say best story of the past year, but like, what part of the past year, like, you really feel like this is going to be something special? Because it is.
It was probably the first time we had live music outside. We had probably over 400 people here. None of us had ever been in this industry as far as music, restaurant, but to see everybody having a good time right here in Snead, I mean, it's nothing that's been done here. I mean, we're the first one that's got alcohol, first restaurant that serves alcohol, first one that has live music here in Snead. And from that point on, we realized this is what people are wanting in Blount County.
I think it's what people's wanting everywhere, but y'all guys are putting on a damn good example on how to do it the right way.
Well, we're trying.
What got y'all started with this anyway? I don't know if you ever even told me.
The building was built. There was no concrete. It was going to be for my daughter to practice cheer, and we changed and shift gears. On a Sunday afternoon, I told Kelly, I said, I'm going to build a restaurant. And she was like, okay. We didn't know shit about what we was doing. We just knew we had a building and we needed to finish it out. And we started in August, and we opened February 2nd with our first customer.
Now, I don't really think I just said, okay. I think I did have some questions and some concerns about
what were we doing. Well, I told you,
we still got all those questions.
I still have those questions and concerns. They have not been fulfilled yet.
You know, you scare me every time I come in here. I see you at your computer.
And it's like, because I work 24/7.
I feel like, though, every time I'm in here and you're at your computer, that somebody's going to get fired. I feel like...
Look, I'm really good. I'm really good at firing people. I've already fired
people. I thought
people.
It was us.
I fired one guy 2 weeks ago.
Every time.
What a thing about it is...
She's so nice.
Yeah.
But I'm scared every time I walk in there, I'm like, somebody's getting fired today.
The face gives it away, doesn't it?
It's got to be part of your life. Like, having a restaurant and everything else. Like, I've played in several of them my whole life. But, like... I feel like it's just not just a job. It's got to be like your life. Like this place is you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's seven days a week.
It's seven days a week.
Right. Till sometimes we've been in here at 3 o'clock in the morning just talking about what we're going to do for the next thing, what we can keep drawing people in because you can build it, but you got to keep them coming.
Exactly.
You got to keep feeding them. You got to come up with different ideas of what the kitchen's going to do, what entertainment we've got going. We got so many people right now, I get emails daily wanting to come and play, and it's kind of overwhelming. You get some that are shit.
Yeah.
Couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, but we give them a chance, and we're like, okay, we might not get that guy again. Then we find the ones that draws the crowd, good interaction, and they're just, hey, when can I come back? We usually book them 2 or 3 times. But we try not to do the same artist over and over and over and over because we got new blood in here, I think.
Maybe one of y'all can show Mark how that feels.
What's that?
Like to go to a venue and like to be really happy and ask you back.
Oh.
Oh.
He doesn't know how it feels.
I know how.
Do you wear the rose colored glasses when you come back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have a feeling he'll be in disguise next time he comes.
All right, so again, I'm at my computer, and it looks like somebody's getting fired today.
The only disguise I'm going to be in is I might disguise myself as somebody slightly more sober.
That's not happening. I'm just saying that now. I thought that I was going to, like, just the next 2 days not drink at all because I haven't drank, like, in a week and a half. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to go too hard. And then when I realized Blaine and Mark were here.
Why'd you have to drag me into this?
Because you're just as bad. I told them earlier, I was like, if you think anything I ever said is funny, wait till Blaine gets a buzz and just laugh at Mark. Just laughing at you is good.
Well, I'm just happy to be in Snead, Alabama, elevation of 792 feet average. Did you know that? It's founded in 1839. Settled in 1839. I did my research.
Look at that.
Look at him.
Man, I didn't even know that.
John Snead is where the name came from.
Hey, don't think he's full of it either.
That's James. I'm telling you. The tism just showed.
I've been waiting all week to tell you my information I learned about where we're coming to just to mess with you.
Hey, when I say we had some great one-liners for the podcast, that was one of them.
Well, I hope that's the only one.
No, I
got
a lot.
More. We got
I'm ready
more.
To hear yours.
Hey, Justin. Oh, Justin's not funny.
I'm not funny at all.
Just funny looking, but not funny.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow. Just kidding.
I take it back. You don't scare me no more. I'm glad you took a shot at him. I love that.
I'm really just kidding. I really do like you. You're fine.
Hey, I can take it.
Okay, good.
He just prayed about it.
Yeah.
I'm just fine.
I do love that y'all get like people, because I think y'all just had like a young kid here like last week or recently that y'all gave a chance to that ain't never played here before that's a local, and y'all told me how good he did. There's not a lot of bars or just venues that give opportunity. All these guys at one point in time were a kid, were 18 years old, didn't get a chance to go play nowhere because you ain't got a track record. So I love that y'all give some of them opportunity.
Right. And we've had one, he was 13. And his dad called him and said, hey, you want to come? And we just found out the other day he signed a record deal. And they're opening up shows in Texas. But they've asked, could they do kind of a release party here?
That's cool.
And then they said
video here.
Part of their video wants to be here. So, I mean, it's like I said, we don't discriminate. Everybody deserves a chance.
Yeah. Almost.
We love to listen to everybody's story, too, because everybody has a story, and everybody comes from somewhere, something. And, you know, if you can get your story out, you might help one person, or somebody might can relate to you that maybe we can't relate to, but, you know, we like to hear everybody's story.
That's what I've loved about y'all since the beginning. Y'all don't take anything by face value. You actually dive into it, even with the writers' rounds. Like, I know I keep kind of harping on that, but... You can't get them in Georgia. And, like, everybody you almost meet in Nashville, you ask them where they're from. It's from Georgia. But yet we can't get riders' rounds over there that anybody sits there and listens to us. And the fact that y'all are doing it here and y'all are having artists that maybe nobody knows and giving them a chance, I think any musician or any artist just really appreciate it more than what y'all know. That's why we all feel at home when we come here.
Right.
Y'all got something special. And about known it since the first time. And I have not had a single person that's came with us that hadn't been like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to go back.
We're glad.
It makes sense why y'all got business of the year.
I enjoy the Riders Round. I never really understood what it was until we met all y'all in Nashville. And it brings a whole new meaning of what you hear on the radio and with y'all. Like I say, it's pretty neat. Like I say, I love it. And I'd love to keep doing what we're doing here in Snead.
I hope we can.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of that, anybody want to tell the listeners, because it's come out tomorrow morning, if they want to hear a Riders Round, where they can hear one out tomorrow night?
Yeah, come on out to Cottonfield.
Hey, rose colored glasses, where are we?
Cottonfield.
What town?
Steve.
When was it founded?
You know what? You know,
I got somebody to tell you.
1839, the knot. Name comes from John Snead. He was the first postmaster in 1839?
Nah, that's bullshit.
I think it's 1889. Or it might be 1882.
That's a TV show, dude.
On the ride here.
On the ride here, we looked up.
It's called
facts.
Google. G-O-O-G-L-E. Google. He just knows how to work his underscores, apparently.
I look funny, and you got Mr. Rose-colored glasses down here. Come on now.
We're guilty by association.
That's true. He can't read with the rose-colored glasses.
I told you. That ain't Justin Dukes alive, and he's not going to be able to let it go. That bothered him so bad.
The nicest dude at the table just got burnt.
I got burnt by the damn restaurant on it.
You're like the nicest guy.
I like your measurement, though. You'll mess with me, but you won't mess with this. That's where I'd have went, too.
I'm just glad he didn't pull me down.
I've learned in life that being the nice guy usually puts a target on your back.
Hey, that's all right. I wear that target, bro.
It's a badge of honor.
I love it.
I don't have to worry about this.
He's a piece of shit.
Anyway, tomorrow
David
night.
David sure is being quiet down there.
David?
I'm just hanging out.
He's just here.
Yeah, I'm just here.
He's low. Jesus. Y'all are degenerate.
Nah, we're going to have a good time tomorrow night.
Looking forward to it. Looking forward to tonight and tomorrow. So thank y'all again for having us.
Yes, sir.
So where are we at?
Yeah. Ask Blaine.
Thank you.
What was different about it?
What?
Nothing. Nothing. And I don't want to get hit with this laptop over here. And I am within distance. Yeah, like,
you got underscores,
like you've
right?
You a lot of shit. You do not.
A time or two, right?
Has he? Hmm? You like literally the expression "rode hard and put up with."
College was a hard 7 years.
Yeah, right. You went to tech school for a month.
He said college for 12 years.
Seven.
No. Oh, seven. He said tech school.
Could you imagine?
I can't
if
believe
that
he
was
just
a
lied.
Doctor?
I can't believe he just lied. About it.
He did. He lied. Look at him. have y'all ever met Kimberly Atwood? Have y'all seen her play one of the shows yet?
I think we've seen her one of the first ones.
She's the sweetest, nicest. She's just an angel. And all of us were recording a show one night, and we're sitting around, and like me and Mark's talking trash to each other on that show, and Lee Tucker was there. Kimberly's this little church girl, turtleneck sweater wearing, bell bottoms 24/7. Like she's a good girl. Looks at Mark and gives him the name Meth Mark. Like if anybody ever looked like they did or sold. It was more.
I can see it.
It doesn't look like it.
There's no
but those
way.
Could be veneers. Yeah. I mean.
There's no way.
Yeah, he's definitely been a victim from a single wide trailer.
Hey, Josh.
At some point.
Josh, have you told
he
them
looks
where
like
Mark's
a double
from?
Wide, though.
Mark's from Oregon.
Nope. I meant to make it a deep, like, the
you
guess.
Went a horrible way.
Well,
he's from Oregon.
Yeah.
Bob Parker over here.
I meant to
Well, now I get it, Justin. Yeah. Now I'm well aware of what the joke he wanted it to be.
All right, okay.
You should have looked at them and said, hey, do you want to guess where Mark is from? Yeah.
No wonder she gave you shit.
Guess where Mark's from.
Yes, from Oregon.
What?
I think Justin would be a better podcast host.
What?
Huh?
Yeah, anybody can host it right now. I'm still trying to get y'all to talk about Cottonfield. And Mark's like, yeah.
I have a question.
I'm just going to be distracted, yes.
On a different note, Cottonfield. I'm from the Delta in Arkansas, so we grow a lot of cotton. Y'all grow a lot of cotton around here?
They do.
Yeah. I don't know. I just
Where did the name come from?
They didn't have that on Wikipedia, so
we pretty much started supporting all of our local people around here. Because you know, when you start a business in your local hometown, you know, you want to take care of the people that's going to take care of you. And cotton is a huge part of our area. So why not give back to the people that support us?
I love that.
Yeah.
I love
that's
that.
Awesome.
Telling you, you're not going to hear a bad answer from them. You're going to love them. You're going to want to hang. It's just weird. And I really try to tell y'all every time, this isn't like going and doing. I love the other places I got to do business with, but it's just home. It's even, you'd be here 10 minutes. Food's great. People great. Just being around the atmosphere, it's like, I'm happy here. And as long as Mark don't mess it up, we're definitely going to come back and do it a whole lot more. I mean, some people might not get invited.
I'm still taking names on my computer.
This is the Cottonfield Grill. Mm-hmm. Did there used to be a Cottonfield Grill?
No.
We just
I'm sure at one point there was.
On his behalf, I will say I'm about half deaf, so I can only imagine he can't hear anything down there.
Yeah.
It's all a bit about you, though.
Yeah. All good.
Keep looking good. Keep looking good.
Rose-colored glasses.
And I'm looking through.
But no, we're going to have a great time tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to it. We're all going to put on a great show, and it's going
to
be awesome.
Do we have to end like at a hard 9 tomorrow?
No.
Yeah.
No, I'll go as long as you want.
By the end of the night, I'm going to look like a hard 9 to you.
Oh! But now you look like a limp 4.
That's just a number, baby.
Wow.
Well,
I don't think this is why they wanted their business promoted.
Whatever.
At least they'll get attention.
Don't love all the right y'all one. Coming down all the time. I love seeing new faces right here. is something we don't get a lot of.
Some new faces.
Some new faces. We got some ugly faces that show up all the time. Sorry, David. But, you know, it's interesting on seeing what all goes on here and coming down and just the entertainment. Like I say, it's something that's never really been done anywhere around here.
There's not anywhere that does. Like, outside of Nashville, and y'all might can name one or two more cities, I guess Eddie's Attic might do writer's rounds there. That's about the only place I can think of.
Yeah, it's more open mic.
Yeah. Like you don't get what y'all are trying to do, and I love that the concept of what y'all are doing is this. Like this probably don't make a lot of sense to anybody until you come here. A while, people from Nashville, me 5 hours away in Georgia, like coming here. But once you come eat, once you come hang out, watch the shows, just you kind of like, I always like to say, like, once you do the show or we're friends, you're part of our Raising Grace family. You're part of the family. And when you come over here, it's like whole Cottonfield family.
Right.
You just don't get that no damn where.
And I'll say this too, what y'all are doing is amazing, but the fact that it's kind of like y'all have come and done the scouting in Nashville. There's not going to be a bad song played tomorrow. Like, this whole group is amazing. I'm honored to be a part
of
them.
5 for 6.
Well, okay, not counting mine. So I'm out. Is that what you're saying? I'm fine
with
that.
Yeah, I'm not going to sing.
I don't know.
Just introduce everybody.
That's what y'all do.
Yeah.
Blaine sings quite a few of me and Duke songs. So
those are the good ones I have.
We got to make sure that.
I've kind of noticed that trend.
But
everything he releases has Dukes and Harkness on it.
Yeah, but it's going to be a great show, and y'all have got some great people coming that aren't even here today that I've heard have come through here, and it's all a lot of good talent, and anyone that comes and watches it, they don't even know what a writer's round is or is new to it, or they're going to hear some good stuff. I'm sure we're going to play a couple covers, too, and tell people where we're from and the kind of stuff that got us into it, but the original music, too. These guys are amazing writers, and I'm honored to be a part of this trip because of them. And anyone that comes, it's going to be a great time. And if they don't make it this time, anytime they can come. Y'all are bringing some great talent through, and it's all good stuff. So thank y'all for what you're doing.
Thank you.
And I tell you what's fun about it, too, is most of y'all have had to. I know Blaine has definitely had to. But you got that Broadway set list to where you got to play what everybody then wants you to play here. I think the last show I came here, or the last one we did, I think Will and Cole ended on 7 Spanish Angels, and the people that were here were damn hollering.
Yeah.
It's like what you want to play. They're not asking you, hey, go play some Morgan Wallen, which all of us probably like Morgan Wallen, but they're not asking you to do the stuff you don't want to do. They're asking you, hey, play what the hell you want to, and if people like it and they enjoy it, they do.
Yeah.
And again, we want to hear your story, so we want to hear your songs. We want to hear what you want to bring to the table, you know, not just what your version of somebody else is, but we want to hear what you do.
And that means more
awesome.
Than anything.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I'm telling y'all, first time I came here and they told me what they wanted as far as like original music, and then they went to writer's rounds, they got it right off the bat to where, like, this is what we want. And they gave me a bunch of names of people that they wanted to get at one point in time, and I think we've got almost everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you were a reserve, but it was only because Lee Tucker couldn't make it. I mean, hey, look, you got in the game. That's all that matters. Don't matter you started
baby,
on the bench.
That's all that matters, man.
Yeah.
You and those rose
he's gonna hurt
glasses.
Me one day. But no, it's just.
Take the glasses off first.
His.
Yeah. And what's up with your glasses? Are you wearing them because they look cool, or do you actually need them?
It's kind of like a defense.
I thought you had
mechanism.
Good vision.
I have great vision.
He's like, yeah,
okay.
They're not rose colored, so everybody thinks I need them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last year, I started wearing like sunglasses inside and got.
Some people don't know he's cross-eyed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't God.
I'm telling you, when I get drunk, one of my eyes are closed, and I don't like taking pictures like that. I look like Forrest Whitaker most of the time.
So you haven't been looking at me this whole time?
No, I haven't.
No, he's
I've been looking.
Looking
I literally
time.
Been looking at Mark out the corner this entire time, but it got.
He's been looking at you.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm still looking at him right now.
Yeah.
But it got to where like I really liked it for some reason because I didn't feel like I looked stupid in pictures, but I also couldn't see good because it was dark.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to try these. And for some reason, I just like wearing them.
You look like you could tell me where a good book was in jail.
damn sure could.
You piece of shit.
I saw him in the mirror a while ago. I agree. This is a great one. That is great.
That's funny. Blame Bunting, folks.
I told you. Oh, whenever we were giggling and laughing our asses off at Shane's earlier, and I said, wait till he gets a buzz. He is one of the funniest people I have ever been around in my life, and the shit comes out his mouth, boy. You're just as funny as you are good at singing.
So I suck at both?
Yeah. so bad. It's so bad.
My dad always said, you got to be good at something, son. If you ain't, just be bad at everything.
You're pulling it off.
Uh-huh.
Real well.
Got a lot of try in me.
Either way, you're going to get a lot of this tomorrow if you're listening right now. It's going to be anytime we put the show's name or Raising Grace on something, I don't want it to just be good music. I want you to know you're going to have a good time. And being here with y'all tomorrow for your one-year celebration and the group we got, it's going to be – I just hope you got a restaurant by the time we get done because it's liable to get a little sideways.
Well, if y'all tear it down, we'll just build bigger.
I was about to say – we've done it once. We'll do it again.
I mean, we've already got plans, like, in the making, in the works of what we want. So, good.
Can we use Mark Orr like a wrecking ball and put him through, like, something?
Is that because I'm fat?
Absolutely.
I mean, absolutely.
Take the glasses off first, though.
All I'm saying is you look sturdy.
I really don't like to put your glasses back on. Put your glasses back on.
I don't like seeing his face.
Good night.
He makes me wish that COVID was still a thing.
Wow. Good night.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Good night.
Anyway, anybody got something to say? I know that David's probably the only one that's actually been here as much as I've been here, but I don't know. Try to give everybody a little bit of preview or just a reason to come out tomorrow night.
Yeah, so like I said earlier, I know in my small town of Georgia, like you were touching on what you were talking about, there's nothing like this anywhere around that'll have these kind of people like us, the songwriters, people behind the scenes that may not have 500, a million followers on Instagram, TikTok, whatsoever, but y'all still have these people out, and this town still shows up. So surrounding counties, surrounding towns and all that, eventually it's going to catch on, and I think y'all are starting to get to that point. I mean, heck, I was in here two, three weekends ago, and a girl that I went to high school with all the way down 4.5, 5 hours in my hometown just happened to live up here now. She came from another city over to come
watch. She couldn't get the health department to find you?
Well, like I said, in these small towns, there's nothing else going on. So you might as well come out to Cottonfield. And I just want to say thank y'all. I know I haven't been here exactly a year, but pretty much close to it since all this first started. So thank you for everything y'all done for me.
Sucks.
Appreciate it every time you come up.
Man, I love it. I'm here anytime. It's my home away from home, for real. It really is.
You probably wish you'd find a new one.
I'm already enjoying my first and last time.
I love how this has become
a roast. No, remember, we give people chances, so we might give you one more. Just depends on when it is.
Give it to me if you want. Same results.
You want
to
try twice, go for it.
No, we're excited for tomorrow night. It's going to be a good time. I'm excited.
And a lot of people around here, between y'all, let's see. Mark, I'm not going to pick one of your songs. But Blaine's got two that I really love. Savannah and Hollywood. She could also. And you got some of the ones that wrote it. Justin Dix has got several songs that I love that he's done. David's got a couple. Jared has wrote a lot of songs that I really like. And Skinny Somewhere.
And Savannah actually was Jarrett and Justin.
What?
Savannah was actually Jarrett and Justin. Yep. They just let me cut it, yep. Which was
very nice.
I remember Justin showing me that song, and I was like, me being from Savannah area, I was like, man, let me listen to it and just see what I think of it, see if there's anything I could think that would make it stand out more, make it relate more to Savannah. And I listened to it, and I was like, these assholes wrote this without me, you know? Yeah. Like, instantly, I was like, there's nothing you can do. Like, they're just amazing songwriters.
So
and I begged them to let me cut it, and finally they did.
Couldn't have had a better singer on it and someone that understands it. I mean,
no, we're talking about my cut.
Hell, he's all right. He's all right.
Yeah. You could have had one, but they either cost too much or weren't available.
Jared, for us, he was from that area, so, you know, it just worked out.
Yeah, it worked out well. You know, we actually...
It worked out.
That song always sticks out to me from the... Talking about maybe the gift of songwriting or the passion of music. We wrote that during COVID, 500 miles apart over text message.
Yep.
And so during that time was a big reminder for me that the right people together, you don't have to be in the right room. It's just all about the creativity and using the gift. And it was that one's always stuck out to me for that reason. So.
Yep. Well, I love it. And there are going to be several songs get played tomorrow that you haven't heard, more than likely.
There's
going
to be
out.
Several songs you ain't heard that I can't play wait. Tomorrow.
What's the one, and I try to get Andrews to do it every time that y'all wrote, that y'all played at one of
Hello
my rounds.
Hello Bar.
Yeah, you got to play that for me. I love Hello Bar.
I might try to squeeze it out tomorrow.
Mark.
I got a lot of new ones.
What? I know you don't, but like at least do like some good covers. Like you should shoot for like Dixieland a lot tomorrow.
I was thinking a little bit of Ray Charles.
Ray Charles?
Yeah, he's got a few good ones yeah. together.
I just want to go on record here just to be.
Could you pull out Lionel Richie? Like I'm out.
Swim easy. Hey, I got you, Lionel Richie.
Oh, do you? Oh, okay, good. We're good. We're friends then.
This
good.
Is what's gonna happen tomorrow, and Listen. Y'all are gonna love it. They're going to ask y'all, the people that are here hanging out, they're going to ask you to play the shit that you want to play. Like, something like that you probably...
Listen, you speaking my language.
Sounds right.
Lionel Richie, come on now.
We're good.
Right.
You got your second
hey,
chance already.
I'm not funny, but I can sing some Lionel Richie now.
Well, I just want to be clear on the record for the people listening that might not know everybody here. Mark Oriott is an amazing singer and songwriter.
Yeah.
And I don't think this...
Questionable person.
He might not
this
look
might
like
not be
much,
an act,
but
just for people that may come or may come in the future to see his play, check out Mark when you get a chance. He cuts himself short,
yeah,
but the dude's a badass.
He's got called Masturbator.
Yeah, great way to lead into that one.
He does. That's yeah.
He is a great guy.
He has a song about Savannah that is amazing.
Mark does?
What?
Man, you're the, sing it, Mark. Give him a tease.
He's got a song about Savannah, too?
What?
He does? No, Mark, do it. Do it for the people.
It's
do it for the good
the
people, Mark.
Come on,
so
Mark,
you know.
Do it.
I don't even remember what you're talking about.
The one about fishing.
The one?
Yeah, what I said a while ago?
You said Savannah.
Yeah.
No, I said he's got a Savannah. You got a song about fishing.
Oh.
Yeah, sing Masturbator for a second. Let's give him the chorus.
I can sing it.
Give him the chorus.
Come on.
You gotta give the people a tease. Get the mic close to you. Do it. No one told you you was too close. Don't get that close. Do it. Then we're going to end because we're at 45.
He's a master.
The whole thing is he's a masturbator.
But sing it.
Come on.
Just do it, Mark.
I don't know how. I'm uncomfortable.
You should be.
But
come on.
Just do it.
He's a masturbator with Ron Reed. Knows he's got a big one every time he feels. Bend the tip, yank the tug. Says you can't call it working when it's something you love.
Because he's a masturbator.
There you go.
There you go.
You can expect that tomorrow night if you're listening. What?
That's going to be a winner.
Yes.
A winner.
Yeah.
Winner or winner?
You're doing great.
Both.
Okay. You're right.
Do y'all have anything that y'all want to say to the people that are going to listen to this that have came out, supported y'all the past year, that have been, you know, part of y'all's success pretty much? It's like a thank you or just we appreciate you or whatever.
Like I said before, I mean, it's the customers that's made this place. It's been the staff. We've had very little turnover, which is usually unheard of in a restaurant. Usually every couple weeks you're having to hire or fire somebody. We've got pretty much the same staff that we started with a year ago. So I contributed a lot of our success to them sticking it out, them figuring out where they messed up, making the changes that we needed to keep this place successful. But more than anything, it's the customers that come in. We have customers coming from Trustville, Birmingham, Huntsville, Coleman, Gadsden, Georgia. Had somebody from Florida that heard about it just went on a road trip, came up here. But it's more our customers. But there again, it goes back to our staff being who they need to be, taking care of the customer, making sure that they have what they need, showing them a good time, and it brings them back. Because we don't want to be just a, what's it called, one stop. We don't want you to just come in one time. We want you to come in and go, hey, we want to come back. We want to keep coming to this place and supporting. So
we want them to be our family too. Again, we love people. We have always loved people. We've always been in some type of service in industry, from anything that I've done to what he's done to anything. We've always been in a service industry type field. And so we just absolutely love people. People may not love us, but we do love people, and love their stories, and we want them to be family and just go from there.
And we believe in giving back, you know.
Y'all gave a lot back at Christmas. I remember coming here then.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not about us or any of that, and I'm not saying that for that reason, but you got to have people that don't mind giving, because the world today is a take. I want what you've got. I want to take it. I deserve it. But really and truly, we're called to serve, and we're called to serve other people. So it's being a servant to the people.
Do y'all not want to run through a brick wall for them? Like, it's just that.
No, don't run through the brick wall, though, because then I'll have to fix you. And
I just appreciate y'all letting us be involved. It's been a huge part of my last 6-7 months. And I, like I said, I say it 100 times, I just love the way y'all do business, the way y'all treat people. I mean, every one of my artist buddies that we brought down here, no one has said the first complaint. And I can't think of another place that I've done stuff like this with, or shows with, that somebody didn't get pissed off, or somebody didn't get mad, or somebody didn't get paid on time. Like, here, you never the first complaint. It just makes you where you want to tell more people, hey, take the time, come down here, be part of what they got going on.
Well, the last thing I want is I don't want these guys to go back to Nashville, Georgia, Alabama, wherever everybody's from, and say those assholes in Snead.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I want. You know, I'll give you anything I got, but don't go back. You're not going to have the opportunity to go back and badmouth us.
Yeah.
Because even when I may think it's wrong, I'm going to do what I feel is right.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I get burnt. But I just look at it and go, well, that's the way it is. That's the way of the world. But I want each and everybody, that person that comes in, to go, you know, I can't wait to come back. I want, you know, each one of y'all are always welcome. Even if you have an open weekend that you say, hey, I don't have nothing, but I'd like to come down, give us a call. We'll bring you in. I mean, we've got the venue over there. We've got some stuff that's going to be announced, I think, possibly tomorrow.
I guess we're going to tell them now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why we can't, right?
Go ahead.
April the 20th, we're going to have the Backroad Bash. You've got Battle of the Bands before that. But Backroad Bash will be the first one that I'm part of, that we're helping put together and everything. And we've got Mr. Miles Gee, little fella that just played Bridgestone's opening up.
And the Ryman.
Yeah. He's opening up. Acoustic act. Then we got Cassidy Daniels, full band right after that. Then we got Riley Anderson, full band, right after that. And then Jason Michael Carroll to finish tonight, a full band. It's going to be cool. I don't know what the tickets are yet. I don't know if y'all...
They're $10. You can get them on the Wix, app. You can go to the Back Road Park, pull it up. It's got all that. We're going to launch that tomorrow.
Yep.
But there again, I mean, we've got avenues. And not only for, you know, we do riders around here, but as it gets warm, we can have a huge-ass one over there.
Yeah, this won't be this is the thing. Like, this is why I want y'all to come and meet and hang out. Like, that's just the first one of the year.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be several more throughout the year that I want the people that I actually value, that I think is talented. If they ask me my suggestions on somebody, I want to say, hey, Blaine, Justin Dukes, David, Jared, they're great. Like, and Mark. They're great. And after they've heard you do a rider's round and you've played here at the restaurant, it just makes sense for them to be comfortable with you. Like, hey, come play the venue.
Yeah.
Let's do full band. Let's play the venue. Let's promote the hell out of it. Let's have some fun around here. Let's make it what we want to be. There's so many things that, you know, y'all, it's out of everybody's control, whether it's venues that you got to play at that pay shitty, that kind of take advantage
of you playing for 3 or 4 hours. These folks ain't. And that's where, like, the first couple of times dealing with them and hearing what they're willing to do and how they're willing to actually pay an artist and take care of them. Like, that's why I want everybody when they leave here to, like, stick their neck out for Cottonfield and everybody in this table. And you get that way because, like, they're going to treat everybody right that comes in the door, whether it's a customer or an artist.
Yeah.
So,
here in Sneed, we're not all about showbiz. Like I say, it's not the crowd and all that.
I hate to tell you, there's not a lot of us that fit into the showbiz.
I wasn't going to go there. But there again, you know, it's something that y'all love. And I realize going to Nashville and hearing y'all stories, it's not about all the showbiz. It's about doing what y'all love and bringing it down home, which I say down home is like keeping it private, doing what y'all would do in, say, your backyard.
Exactly.
And just do it for a bigger crowd and enjoy the hell out of every bit of it. That's, like I say, it's amazing to me of everything that has been going on in the last year, meeting all y'all. I mean, it's, I enjoy it very, very much. And I hope we get a lot more out of it.
You don't get it nowhere else, obviously. I wish y'all knew. Like, I wish you knew the venues and the people you've had to deal with that just don't have that outlet. It's so comforting to come here and be able to do what you're actually love and passionate about when everybody else is telling you to do this and not be you. That's why I love it here. But anyway, I just, like I said, from all of us, y'all inviting us over here to do the rounds tomorrow, the podcast tonight, just thank y'all for just letting us be part of y'all's family and doing everybody the right way.
Well, thank y'all. I mean, you could have easily said, nah, I'm not interested in coming to Alabama. But I think, you know, one of the first times we ever met, you wanted a home in Alabama.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to that conversation that me, you, and Ty had on the way over there when y'all were showing me the first time, when you listened. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but there's a lot of people that want to start doing something like this or putting together shows or whatever, and they don't care what somebody like all of us that's been through the shit have to say. They want to do it the way that they think it's supposed to be done. So, like, right off the bat, when y'all was like that and y'all are receptive, it's like, okay, it's people care. Like, that's cool. They want to actually do something that means something. And that's, like I said, you just don't get it nowhere else. I appreciate y'all just letting us be involved.
Well, thank you. And thank y'all for taking the time out to come
down.
Yes,
sir. Thank you for having us.
Thank y'all. Thank you for that cake. That means more than I can say. Thank you.
Telling you. But anyway, folks, we're going to get off here. But remember, the 29th of February, Thursday, we'll all be at Cottonfield Grill. We had the podcast tonight, but tomorrow's a one-year celebration. Raising Grace Rounds, Blaine Bunning, Justin Dukes, Dave McMahon, Mark Oriott, Jared Hartness, Lil Skinny's chasing shit he can't chase.
Little Skinny's gone and done something in some corner.
And just remember out there, four buttons down is a little too low.
Little Skinny, we're trying to figure out where you are.
Lucky, he's Burt Reynolds, baby.
Anyway, yeah, thanks for coming and being part of this.
Oh, sorry, Skinny. We're done.
Yeah, we're done. Just remember, you can be in a boat, mate. Never mind. Anyway, I'm getting
out of
here.
I'm sorry you ate at McDonald's.
We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
You had to go to the bathroom the whole time.
No one asked you anymore. No one cares. All right. Anyway, once again, thank y'all. All the boys, thank y'all. Thursday night, it's going to be a great time. Raising Grace Rounds, one-year celebration of Cottonfield. Love y'all. We will see y'all tomorrow night.